A lot of toxicity comes from the things that we choose to do every single day. What about your diet? Are you drinking soda pops? Are you taking caffeine? Do you drink coffee? Do you drink tea? Do you drink alcohol? Do you smoke? Do you use drugs, prescription or otherwise? Do you live or work in an environment that has a lot of chemicals associated with it? Do you live in the big city? Do you have a lot of stress associated with your job? Do you eat in fast food restaurants? Do you not eat fruits and vegetables? Do you eat only processed foods? Do you cook all of your foods? These are all questions that you could ask that would give some determination. And I will tell you, if you've said yes to even one of them, you still need to cleanse. Because we're also exposed to toxins in the environment. We are breathing them in. They are absorbed into our body on a regular basis. When we are getting rid of toxins in the body, I want to talk with you just very briefly about some of the ways that we do that, some of the anatomy involved. Toxins really come in two different forms, fat-soluble and water-soluble. Like all things are within the body, there's two environments. There's a water-soluble environment and a fat-soluble environment. Water-soluble is everything inside the cell and everything outside the cell. Fat-soluble is everything that keeps everything inside the cell separate from everything outside the cell. Does that make some sense? And so when we look at toxicity, when we have toxins that are in the water-soluble form, the body can eliminate them very quickly through different cleansing pathways of the body. But when we have a toxin that's a fat-soluble, that has to go through a conversion process. We have to take it from fat solubility, convert it to water solubility, and then it can go through the cleansing pathways of the body. So let me tell you very quickly what those pathways are, and more importantly, what those steps are. It's called phase one and phase two detoxification. You have heard myself and Gary Young and many others talk about how important the liver is to your health. And this is one of the reasons why it's important, because your liver is responsible for phase one and phase two detoxification, where you go through these conversion processes. Phase one is called the conversion phase. That's where I take the fat-soluble toxin, whatever it happens to be, and I'm going to convert it to a water-soluble state. When I do that, however, it carries with it some risks. And one of the risks that it carries that is the most significant is that it creates a large amount of free radical damage within your body. And by now we're all very familiar, not just because of Young Living, but because of all the medical literature that now exists about free radical damage and how it destroys the cells of your body. Phase two is a little different. It's called the conjugation phase. It's where we take the metabolite that's been formed in phase one, whatever that happens to be, and we combine it in this water-soluble form now with something else so that it's neutralized or inactivated within the body. It also facilitates it so that it can be eliminated through some of those pathways that we talked about, and that holds great value to you and I. It's easier to eliminate once it's gone through phase two, but phase two, just like phase one, has some side effects associated with it. And it's important to go through phase two as quickly as you possibly can. One of the reasons why, and look at this list, only a partial list, but do some of these look familiar? And do they have a common ring associated with them? Cancer, Parkinson's, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, lupus, autoimmune diseases. Another way to say that entire list and more would be inflammatory circumstances within the body or inflammation that occurs. When we have phase two detoxification that is stopped in its process, we become very susceptible because the body cannot eliminate. We can generally get through phase one, but even in going through phase one, we have some difficulty because we have learned that we nutritionally are compromised. Eating the diet that we now eat, living in the environment that we now live in, we are nutritionally compromised. And that, as an event, is disruptive to everything that we do within the body in terms of a physiological sense. So with phase one and phase two, I can't even go through these processes unless I have a significant amount of vitamins, minerals, antioxidant activity, phytonutrients within the body. So I want you to start to put some pieces together now. For a very long period of time, we've been talking about what it is that you do on a regular basis, a daily basis, to maintain your health. We've talked about Ning Shi Red being one of those most powerful products, and we've talked about how Ning Shi Red is very rich in what? Vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, and you can start to understand why we get people that get so excited about Ning Shi Red. Let me tell you about some of the cleansing pathways very quickly, just so you understand how they work. I'm a big believer that we can make physiology simple to understand, and it's important that we do understand it. Because if I understand how a system is designed to work, I can do things, I can choose oils, I can choose lifestyle events that support systems rather than degrade them.